Hi, everyone. I'm Martin Lefebvre, CIO at National Bank. Welcome, and thank you for tuning into this NBI podcast. Today, our discussion will be on fixed income and more specifically on senior bank loans. And to give us the lay of the land, I'm joined by Sébastien Réaume of AlphaFix Capital. Bonjour, Sébastien.
Bonjour, Martin.
So, Sébastien, before we start, maybe just give us a brief description of what this specific asset class means for investors.
Yeah, so it's an asset class that we don't hear very often in Canada, bank loans, basically because when we look at the Canadian market, the six big banks in Canada tend to be very present in that market. So again, if I step back, so what is a bank loan? A bank loan is just a company has a project, needs capital to execute that project, goes to the bank. And most of the times, like I said, in Canada, the bank itself or with the other banks will be able to provide that capital. When we look at the U.S. market, where we have much, much bigger companies and probably a bit more fragmented banking sectors, usually the banks within themselves are not capable of providing all the capital for these transactions, in which case they open up to outside investors. So that's where we have a chance to come in and participate. Again, just to put things very crystal clear, so we are buying exactly the same structure as the banks have. So if the banks, whatever guarantees or protection that the banks have as they lend to the company, we will also benefit. And that's something that's quite unique in the capital markets, to be able to be sitting exactly where the banks are on the capital structure in terms of all the protections. And again, that's probably one of the biggest features of this asset class is, again, being able to benefit from all the protections that the banks make sure that they have from themselves.
Okay. And how does the return or the expected return compare to other fixed income or more traditional assets or even high yield debt or emerging market debt?
So the one other characteristic of this asset class, it's a floating rate product, which means that the companies, when they actually raise capital, they commit to pay a spread on top of the overnight rate. So let's say we have a double B company comes to the market for projects, whatever project they're working on. They need to raise $1 billion of capital. So the banks will lend that money the company commits to pay a spread. So in this case, let's say the spread is 300 basis points. So it's 300 basis points plus whatever the overnight rate is. So if the overnight rate right now is at 4%, so you add 3% more than that, so you get a 7% coupon. So the beauty also is that as if rates go higher, if the overnight rate goes higher, which was what we've seen, I guess, since the pandemic, so you will, every time that the overnight rate goes up, you actually get paid a little bit more. So if the overnight rate goes from 4 to 4.5, so your coupon is going to go from 7 to 7.5. So that's also a very interesting feature of this asset class, because it will be able to provide you some decent returns in the context of rising rates, which is the opposite of usually what happens in fixed income. Actually, when rates go up, they tend to actually have negative returns, especially what we saw in 2022. So that's another important feature of this asset class.
Sébastien, you mentioned the banking sector, but are there many industries that go through senior bank loans? And what type of diversification are investors entitled when they add this asset class into their portfolio?
When we invest in bank loans, they're mostly U.S.-based companies, and which gives us another feature is that by having access to the U.S. company, you get a much better diversification. So the Canadian economy tends to be fairly concentrated in certain sectors. U.S. economy, much, much broaderly diversified. Think about the healthcare sector. In Canada, it's a private sector. In the U.S., it's public sector. So you actually have opportunities to invest in the healthcare sector. You can invest services. There's many, many different areas that you can invest that you don't have access into the Canadian market. So again, the companies that we do invest in are U.S.-based. We always hedge for the currency, so there's no currency risk, but you also benefit from getting a much more diversified economy versus the Canadian one, which tends to be a bit more concentrated.
Okay, maybe one last question on investment strategy. Most of our retail clients or most retail clients are invested in more traditional or plain vanilla fixed income and stock market. So how do senior bank loans fit within a broader investment portfolio?
So the reason we like bank loans, given where we are in the cycle, is a bit what I was explaining. First of all, because it's a floating rate product, you actually get protection for higher rates. So I mentioned before, in 2022, fixed income in Canada had negative returns to the order of 11 or 12%, depending on where you were. And what happens if you think about it, so in 2022 was a very difficult year for capital markets in general. And when that happens, usually you expect your fixed income to protect you, right? So if the stock market goes down, your fixed income protects you. Fixed income did not play that role in 2022. And again, it's not because something went massively wrong. It's just because as interest rates rise, and in 2022, you know, interest rates rose anywhere between 150 to 200 basis points, you have a duration of 7. It's just pure math, right? So the beauty of adding this asset class to your portfolio is that you're kind of hedging yourself against a more inflationary environment. And the reason I say that is because if we are in a more inflationary environment, you will have, you know, the central banks will be tending to raise rates. As they raise rates, you know, that usually has a higher impact in terms of overall rates, which is negative for usually fixed income. But in this case, because you're being paid a spread on top of the overnight rate, as the central banks raise rates, you actually get paid more. So kind of a long answer to your question, Martin. But so how do we integrate this into a portfolio? The way we would look at this is that when you look at your allocation to fixed income, and let's say, you know, your allocation is 50% of your entire portfolio. So that 50%, again, is there to protect against some rough environments on the equity side or some negative returns on the equity side. So we have a very strong conviction that inflation will be a lot more volatile, and also that interest rates in general will be much higher than they were in the last 10 to 15 years. So 50% is your fixed income. Within that 50%, I think it's very legitimate to say, I still want some duration, right? Because inherently, if rates go down, I want to have some protection. But I do want to protect for higher rates. So you could easily say, I'll take half of that allocation and I'll put it into a bank loan strategy. Again, floating rate note protects me. And then I have the other half, which is going to be there to, if interest rates go down, then I'll be able to capitalize on that. And in terms of just, at 30,000 feet, what we're looking for. So like I said, we're aiming for 225 basis points more than the overnight rate. That's kind of our strategy. And if this is a strong conviction that we have, we do think that we are in a higher interest rate environment. So if you think that your overnight rate is going to be anywhere between 3 to 4% throughout the cycle, which is kind of where we are right now, and you add another 225 basis points on that, or 2.25, then you get some returns, 5.25%, 6.25%, which makes this a very compelling asset class in itself. And like I said, if you have the other part of your fixed income and the more traditional part of the fixed income, I think that combining those two gives you a very optimal portfolio.
Well, Sébastien, thank you very much for your participation. I think you've put out very clearly the potential benefits senior bank loans may have in the current environment, especially with central bankers talking about pausing for this time around and inflationary pressure coming from the Trump administration. So once again, thank you very much for tuning into this NBI podcast. And for everyone listening, thank you. And we'll talk again next month.
Thank you.